Cobb swam over to his son and made a presentation speech. "Louis," he said, "I have been on a journey to the haunts of men. I visited a great city teeming with life and commerce. Whilst there, I picked up a gift for you, which I now bestow upon you with my love and my blessing. Here, Louis, is a trumpet. It will be your voice, a substitute for the voice God failed to give you. Learn to blow it, Louis, and life will be smoother and richer and gayer for you. With the help of this horn, you will be able at last to say Coho like every other swan. The sound of music will be in our ears. You will be able to attract the attention of desirable young females. Master this trumpet, and you will be able to play love songs for them, filling them with ardor and surprise and longing. I hope it will bring you happiness, Louis, and a new and better life. I procured it at some personal sacrifice to myself and my pride, but we won't go into that now. The long and short of it is, I had no money. I took the trumpet without paying for it. This was deplorable, but the important thing is that you learn to play the instrument." So saying, the Cobb removed the trumpet from around his neck and hung it on Louis, alongside the slate and the white chalk pencil. "Wear it in health," he said. "Blow it in happiness. Make the woods and the hills and the marshes echo with the sounds of your youthful desire." Louis wanted to thank his father, but he was unable to say a word, and he knew it would do no good to write "thank you" on the slate, because his father wouldn't be able to read it, never having had an education. So Louis just bobbed his head and waggled his tail and fluttered his wings. The Cobb knew by these signs that he had found favor in the sight of his son, and that the gift of a trumpet was acceptable.